Welcome back. We're up to Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 6, Mishnah 4 of Maseches Shavias. The Mishnah begins with a simple question. After the Shemitah year happens, in other words, we're in year 8 now, so when can I go to the market and assume that the produce that I'm buying is not Shemitah, but rather just regular produce? So, produce that has the Kedusha, the holiness of Shavias, but something just regular. Says the Mishnah, Me'imasai Mutar Adam Likach Yarak V'motzai Shavias. When after Shemitah is a person allowed to buy vegetables in the marketplace, that they could treat them as ordinary non-Shemitah produce. Says the Mishnah, Misha Yaseka Yotzebo. Very simple. When the eighth year crop that is currently growing reaches the same level of ripeness as the produce from year 7 that's being sold in the market, and that's when you're allowed to say, okay, anything that I am buying now, Mistama, seemingly is from the year 8 and not year 7, and it does not have the Kedusha of Shvias, and it is just a regular apple. Asa ha-bakir hutar ha-afil. And moreover, when there are fields and produce that becomes riper, then other areas that may have fruit that becomes a little bit less ripe. So in other words, my olive tree becomes ripe over here quicker than my olive tree over there. So this olive tree over here will enable me to say that all of the olives are okay. So the early ones permit the early ones that become ripe permit the late ones that are not yet ripe. And then Rabbi Hittir Likach Yarak B'Motzai Shvias Miyad. Rabbi says, no, this is crazy. One is allowed to go ahead and buy the vegetables right after Shvias and treat them as non-Shemitah because the vegetables that were sold in Eretz Yisrael, Mefarshim explain, were imported. They were from outside of the country, so you could assume in general that they're not from Eretz Yisrael, and so therefore there's no Kedusha Shvias right away once year 8 begins. If you're in year 7, the implication is, okay, you should assume, be suspect, but in year 8 already, no reason to think that whatsoever. Okay, says the Mishnah, hey, Ein motzin shemen sreifa uperos shvias meha aretz l'chutz l'aretz. We can't export the oil of truma that has to be burned, right? So why would you have to burn the oil of truma? When it becomes tummy, you have to burn it. So you can't export the oil of truma that has to be burned, nor can one export the Shemitah produce from Israel to outside of the land of Israel, because when it comes to burning the truma oil and the beer, the destruction of the Shemitah produce that you need to have twice during the Shemitah cycle, so these things have to be done in Eretz Yisrael, so you can't export either one of these things. By the way, that seems to not be how we follow nowadays, because there's plenty of Shemitah that comes to America, but that's a larger topic, not for right now. Says the Mishnah further, Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, I'll give you one additional opinion. Shamati beferish shemotzin l'suria. I heard that we can go ahead and export these items from the rest of the land of Israel to Suria. Right, that's the land that we said is in doubt. What is the status of it exactly? Evidently, Rabbi Shimon holds that it's just like the land of Israel. Vein motzin l'chutz l'aretz, but we can't export them to the other places outside of the land of Israel. So again, Suria is like Israel in Rabbi Shimon's mind. So therefore, it's the same thing, but everywhere else is not acceptable to send outside of the land of Israel. And so therefore, with this said, we understand that according to this Tanakhama, Shvias Shemitah produce is not going to be allowed outside of the land, but what the implications of that are is that all the Shemitah produce has to be eaten within the land of Israel in the timely manner that we are given. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Hey. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Vav. Have a wonderful day.